The Torah tells us in Parshas Kisetze, which we read on Parshas Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim, Timcha Zecher Amoek Mitakas HaShamayim, the mitzvah of destroying Amoek. So the question the Mefarshim ask, we all know that in Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel tells Shaul, the first king, he tells him what his mission is. The base koam arshem svagos, bakadeti es asher aso amoek Yisrael, asay vikise es amoek, and he gives them the mitzvah to destroy amoek. And he says, don't have pity. It says, meish v'arisha, etc. Ox, sheep, camel, donkey, etc. So we know that Shmuel commanded Shaul to destroy Amoek. The first question is, like, why do you need a special pasuk from a Navi? The Torah already told us, destroy Amoek. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, everyone. I don't need a Navi to tell me to put on tefillin. What was the need for Shmuel to tell Shaul about the mitzvah of destroying Amoek? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. We already know about it. So, the different answers. One shot is as follows. That someone who explained that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Chaf Amid Beis, Tadu Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi says, Shosh mitzvahs in Stava Yisrael bechnisas in Laretz. Three mitzvahs the Jewish people are commanded when they entered the land of Israel. What are they? Lahamid Hamelch, the first mitzvah is to appoint a king. Secondly, Lahachris Zero Shal Amoek, to destroy the seed of Amoek, and then Uvnoschahem Beis HaBechira, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the simple reading is these three mitzvahs have to be done in order. First, when you go into Eretz Israel, you appoint the king. Once you appoint the king, then you could destroy Amoek, and then once you destroy Amoek, then you could build the Beis HaBechira. So that tells someone in Lorem Pshat that he's not giving him a new mitzvah now that the mitzvah was given, but now he's just reminding him now is the time. I just appointed you king. You are the king, so now you have to move on to step two. That tells some want to learn Pshat. Others say no, he's not reminding Shaul the mitzvah, but he wants to remind him that someone is saying that for this mitzvah, it's different than it's not just a regular mitzvah. You don't just go around killing people. So therefore, it says you need a navi first, someone to clean. That's why someone say, why wouldn't it apply bizman hazeh? Some say because you need a navi to command you. It's as well, there's another major machlokas the Mesha Chachma brings down at the end of Kiseite with the Ramban and other Rishonim on whether Mechias Amoek, destroying Amoek, is a Choves HaTzibor. Is it a personal obligation? In other words, if you see someone on the street, you have an obligation to do it. And they say, Vomaisu at the Vilna Gaon, he used to cover up his eyes when he used to walk in the street. He was concerned you might find something from Amoek. Or others say, no, it's not on the individual. It's a Choves HaTzibor. It's when we have a king and it's Bedin Mochama. It's only when you're fighting a Din Mochama, it's not a personal battle, it's a Din Mochama. And therefore, when you have a Mochama, so then part of the mitzvah is destroying Amoek. As someone who explained as well, we find other times where some people had options to kill Amoek and they didn't, and they don't seem to be punished. So some of us want to point that because it only makes sense if you have a million people from Amoek around and you could kill five. And then, but the other ones are going to be around. So if the whole point is to destroy the memory, so perhaps maybe there's only a mitzvah, you have an opportunity to destroy them all, but maybe not. This is to destroy five and leave a million. Perhaps maybe it's not included. So different reasons. Some say you need a Navi. Some say it's a Choves HaTzibor. And some point out, along the lines with the king is, first he just became king, so now he's telling you, implying that up until now there was no mitzvah. And now that Shaul is king, he became the mitzvah. So that's how some explain. So the Zakasha is, it's interesting that when Shaul is defending himself, when the Navi comes to him, so we know that that Shaul had Rachmanas and left Agag to live, and Chazal tell us, the Midrash tells us, that because he let Agag to live, because of that union, Haman was created, and he almost destroyed the whole people. So the question is, when Shaul is responding to Shmuel, he says, Akimosi is Dvar Hashem. Haven't I fulfilled God's words? Like, what kind of kasha is that? We know God told them to, Shmuel told them to kill everyone, don't leave anyone, don't have any mercy, and then he left them over. So what in the world is he talking about? That he fulfilled God's words. So some mafreshim want to point out as follows. We know that there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos that Kofna Lav Harka Giga to the Man Torah, God tilted the mountain over the Jews and said, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, here will be your burial. And it was only Kimu Vekibu where they accepted the Torah Bi'ava B'Simcha only during the time of Purim. So Purim was a higher level, was a Kabbalah Satorah B'Ratzon Bi'ava. And when you do something bi'ava, if you do something for us, you just do a rote routine. If you do it bi'ava, so you do it with more meaning. That's one Gemara. We know, and the Gemara as well tells us in the first parak in Megillah that when Achashverosh gave the ring to Haman, basically when Haman had the power now to make his decree to destroy all the Jews, the Gemara says he did more than, I think it was the 48 Nevi'im and the seven, I think, prophetess, the seven women who are prophets. So, and therefore, he caused them to do tshuva. So that's what some want to say, that's what Shaul saw. He saw that during the time of Beruach HaKodesh, he saw that Haman, even though he might have had bad intentions, but ultimately, he caused Jews to mekabel the Torah bi'ava and to do tshuva, something the prophets couldn't do. So therefore, that's what he thought Hakimosi is Dvar Hashem. That's how he just, but obviously he was punished. So the Chidushi Arim explains, that was his intention, it was the wrong one. Because the halacha is, we know, that one is chayev to follow God, you have to follow the commandments of God. We don't look into prophecy or divine inspiration when we're involved in mitzvahs. As the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, v'Chizkiyo HaMelech, that he was rebuked. He said, they said, not only are you not going to live here, you're not going to live in the next world because you didn't have children. So he said, I saw Baruch HaKodesh that I'm going to have bad kids. So he was rebuked by the Navi. So to hear, when Shaul was commanded by Shmuel to kill Agag, he should have done so right away without trying to justify it with Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, that's how someone to point out, from this and Alpert, has a beautiful pshat on the Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says that if the Jewish people, or I should say, I think if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, there's a Medrash Pliya. Moshe would have entered Eretz Yisrael, Haman would have been right. What's the connections? Rav Nissen Alpert explained that what happened was after the Jews were complaining in Parshas B'Shalach, so Moshe already got fed up. And he said, Ad Ma'at, did I listen to me? So what happened? Vayovo Amalek. Amalek came and they attacked the Jewish people. And then he got them, and then he got them to do tshuva. So the shaila is there ever a time where a Jewish leader cannot bring the people back to tshuva? We have to go to a Russia, we need a Hitler, a Haman. Is there ever a time? So, of course, maybe a Russia might get the Jews to do tshuva earlier, But the bottom line is, we see that, like we find by Haman, Haman was able to get the Jews the decree. However, so why was Haman punished? Haman was punished because he's an anti-Semite. In other words, we believe, the Mefarshim point out, that there's always room within Klal Yisrael to do tshuva on their own. We don't necessarily need an outside force. You know, outside forces might come and might hasten the process, but we could do it. So therefore, Haman is still HaRasha who got punished. So God wanted to rebuke Moshe that you gave up on Klal Yisrael. Simna ba'aznei Yoshua. That's when Rashi points out there was a term he wasn't going to enter Eretz Yisrael, because if you think that you're a Jewish leader and there's no hope for the Jewish people, then you're not cut to be a leader. So you always have to believe that. That's what So therefore, that's the shiloh. So Shaul was saying is that Haman was a good thing, but the problem was that's not the way. You have to look at Kach Siva Hashem, like the Chiddush HaRim says. So that's why he was able to. That's why Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He was punished, and that's why Shaul was wrong. In fact, it's the famous Saint Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim, Sefer Ikarim, where he discusses, like, we know that Shaul did a sin and David did a sin, and yet we find that Shaul was punished. He got a strong punishment. It cost him the kingship. But David committed two sins, and he was not so severely punished. So how could it be? So how come when David HaMelech sinned, the punishment wasn't as severe as it was when it was with Shaul? So there are a couple of answers. So the Yosef Albo writes, he says, the first difference, he says, that when, because Shaul sinned, it was part, like we have, like for impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors. In other words, you have to do something in terms of if a president does something as like a private citizen, so you can't impeach him on that. You know, in theory, maybe he could go to jail. But the point being is, Shaul's sin was he sinned as a king. That was his, in leaving Agag alive, that was his. That, so therefore, if you sinned as a king, so you lose your kingship. David involved a personal weakness. He didn't sin because he was the king, and therefore that's why he deserved a lesser punishment. Like the Mefarshim point out, they give a mashal. Let's say there were a sofer, a scribe, two cases. So one sofer was found guilty of forging a document. And the other one didn't forge a document. He just wrote it. The document was good, but he did it on people who weren't able to get married or weren't able to make a deal together. So when the king's gonna punish the two scribes, the Medrash says he'll punish them differently, because he's gonna each one according to what they did. The scribe who forged the document, he's really going to get punished, because that was his job, to write a kosher document, and he forged it. But the other scribe, albeit he did something wrong, and he'll get punished, but it wasn't his position as a sofer. It wasn't a misuse of his position as sofer, it was because it was a technical reason. So too, when Shaul HaMelech spared the life of Agag, and he didn't succeed in cutting off the seed of Amalek, and the way he was commanded to, he violated sin related directly to his position as king, so therefore he deserved to be removed from office. But David was a personal sin, therefore he didn't deserve to be removed from office. Others, Rav Yosef Albo gives another answer, and others as well say this, No, it wasn't so much the sin. Because on one hand, you could say he was acting only because he was a king. He was able to get him killed over the Malchus. But the second answer is that the difference was what happened. They both sinned, but what happened after the sin? That Shaul didn't have the courage to stand up and say, Chatasi, I sinned. In fact, he said, you justified it. Are you kidding me? I did not. Akimosi Dvar Hashem. I listened to God. And David HaMelech right away said Chatasi when he was rebuked by the Navi, by Nathan HaNavi. That the leader must be, that we see, that's what we learn out from David HaMelech, that a leader has to be able to admit his mistakes and make amends for them rather than making excuses. And therefore, Shaul HaMelech demonstrated he was no longer fit for rule because he couldn't admit his mistake. Well, David HaMelech, who owned up to his shortcomings, showed he was prepared to receive his punishment, and then he was able to go ahead and resume his role as leader of the Jewish nation.